Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Hour Number 2, Larry Bluestein, along with Trevor Harris on a beautiful Monday, and it is a beautiful Monday. It's not only the state championship week where we have seven teams. I got a piece, Joe Rose, because we have to include West Palm Beach now, because I will attest, our signal does go up there, because I drove last week to watch Cardinal Newman play up in West Palm, and I got the boys in the afternoon all the way up there. So we have seven teams beginning on Wednesday at FIU with, I think, the best game. It's going to be Jacksonville Bulls with the University of Miami commitment. The kid Sparks, J.J. Sparks, offensive lineman, against Cardinal Mooney, who's a beast. So that's a two-way game. But then the rest of the way on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 12:30 and 7:30 will be the start times. But the other great news, the University of Miami, rightfully so. I mean, you know, let's put everything behind it. And, you know, I mean, and I said this in the first hour, and I blew Alabama out of the water. I mean, three loss team. And like Trevor and I said, Alabama, okay, they beat Georgia, but they didn't look good the second time, and that's when you're judging things. I mean, they look awful. So, but the thing that made it happen, the University of Miami played a really competitive schedule. They came alive when they needed to. Sure, you'd love to have the SMU game back, and you'd like to have the Louisville game back, but now you start from 0-0, and Miami will play next week at Texas A&M and College Station. You know what? And I said today, if Texas A&M plays like they did for the first 3.5 quarters against South Carolina, Miami will blow them into San Antonio. So let's hope Miami, that anger and that talent comes alive, and somebody who's watched this thing unfold, and I'll tell you what, proud papa sitting on pins and needles all day yesterday. I'm sure when they got down to the last pick, Alex Dono had a brick in his hand ready to throw it at the TV, but he joins us this evening. Alex, you got to be happy, but you got to be vindicated, because Miami really deserved to be one of the top 12 teams.
Yeah, it blew. First of all, thank you for having me. My heart was racing when they got to that point, and Reese Davis, who was hosting the broadcast, he knows how to play up the drama. As soon as, you know, the top, everybody knew who the top eight were going to be. As soon as they announced Oklahoma at number eight, they slowed everything down. They played up the suspense. They had Bama at 9, which is ridiculous, like you said.
Yeah.
And then 10, the final at large. Is it going to be Miami? Is it going to be Notre Dame? My heart was racing. And when I saw the Miami logo appear on the screen, Blue, I had an out-of-body experience. Like, my soul left my body. My body bounced out of my seat. I started running around my house. It was unbelievable. And common sense prevailed, Blue. The way the committee went about it was ridiculous for all those weeks to have Notre Dame ranked in front of Miami. And in one case, they were 8 spots in front of Miami, despite the fact that they had identical records every single week, with Miami holding the head-to-head since they started doing the CFP. So, listen, I strongly believe that they finally got it right at the end when they ranked Miami ahead of Notre Dame. It was very bizarre that it took them that long to figure that out, But I thought justice was served and common sense prevailed at the end of it.
And you're 100% right, because the drama really shouldn't have been this way, because last week the committee had their chance to say, you know what, we looked over everything, we're going to put Miami right here ahead of Notre Dame. And then, yeah, there would have been some anger, but there wouldn't have been the anger that there – it would have given Notre Dame the opportunity, being the situation Miami was in, watching BYU game, watching the Alabama game, saying, hey, and everything that happened, a Miami fan said, well, we should be here because of this. See, Notre Dame didn't have to, because they thought they were in. They thought they were in. Miami was on the panic seat, and certainly the college, the committee could have eased that a billionfold by the week before saying Miami jumped back over them. And the reasoning being, like you just said, they were pretty well even record-wise, comparison of their of the teams that they played, but it came down to that head-to-head, and we can't take that out of the equation. It's the elephant in the room. You have to go by that. In every walk of life, it's what you did against the team you're going against, and that's where I think they screwed up the most, Alex.
Yeah, and if somebody asked me, one of my listeners asked me, like, how I would handle things if I were the commissioner of the CFP. And one of the things, I would do is, if I had like full power over the committee, I would stop the dog and pony show of the weekly reveals. Like, we'll tell you at the end of the season what the rankings are. Because they could have saved themselves a lot of embarrassment with the way they were so inconsistent from week to week. And you know, and you have your principles. Be consistent with your principles, because, you know, obviously I'm happy Miami gets in. I thought BYU kind of got screwed because they held BYU to one standard that they didn't hold Alabama to. Like, BYU, and I guess they would have been like first team out regardless, but BYU, you know, they got dominated in their conference championship game and they fell. Alabama, I watched both of those games, Blue. Games were like identical. Alabama got blown out the same way BYU got blown out, and they didn't fall a single spot. So no consistency with their principles. I also, with the CFP committee, I don't like the fact that it's made up mostly of sitting athletic directors. It's a conflict of interest in my mind, not to mention ADs are not necessarily football experts. Like, I would make up the committee full of former players and coaches.
Nick Saban, and listen, would have been great.
Yes, he would be fantastic.
He would have been the first guy. Trevor's saying no, but you know what? I think Nick would have been the first guy I would have drafted, because he was honest. He was honest. He even said, you know what, right now, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Alabama doesn't make it. And he said it. I mean, you know, he's calling it what it is, but 100%. You know, get former players who, you know, who have credibility, not like Joey Galloway, who was just off hinge. But, I mean, get really credible. And you have them. You have credible people out there that, you know, I mean, you know, you look at, what's his name from Outkick. He would have been great to be in there as well. He's fair. All these guys are fair. But, yeah, no, I 100% agree. Let's go on to the game itself on the 30th. I mean, on the 20th, rather. Miami will travel to College Station, play Texas A&M. You know, Miami comes right now. I saw 5.5-point underdog, which I'm sure all the Miami fans jumped on that really quick. What do you think? I think Miami's playing as well as anybody right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see if momentum and current form carries over, you know, with 3 weeks between games, because Miami ended their season playing better ball than Texas A&M ended their season with.
Yeah.
I mean, a tough loss, the Aggies against Texas, you know, a couple weeks prior. I think between those two games, they played an FCS team. But prior to that,
they had
a shaky showing. They had a shaky showing against South Carolina, where they had to come from behind after a poor start to the game, where, you know, Miami was rolling their final games. I think it's a really good matchup because, Blue, there's a lot of strength versus strength.
Yeah,
both teams are really good on both lines of scrimmage. You know, Texas A&M tied for first in the nation in sacks. Miami has a defensive line that's the top-graded D-line in Pro Football Focus. Both D-lines really, really good. Both offensive lines really good. Miami only gave up 11 sacks this year. A&M only gave up 12 sacks this year. You know, two talented quarterbacks. I think, you know, Carson Beck and Marcel Reed both had like their peaks and valleys during the season. You know, Reed is more mobile, but I would say Beck had a stronger finish to his season than Reed did, certainly. And both teams, Blue, have really talented playmakers. You know, you look at Casey Concepcion for Texas A&M, pretty similar player. I think Miami's got the slightly better version, but Concepcion and Malachi Toney are very similar. So I think this is going to be a really, really good game. I can't wait to see who's able to win the battles at the line of scrimmage. I would take Miami's D-line over just about any O-line in the country. It may just come down to which quarterback has the better day and which team can generate more big plays. Because I think there are a lot of similarities for both of these squads.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that the thing that really has propelled Miami offensively is they found a running back and somebody who could break a game open and not just maintain a game and not just get you 5 and 6 yards, but somebody could go 20. Somebody can come out of the backfield and take the ball, you know, the distance and break a game wide open. And I 100% agree with you. Miami's last four games of the season, they opened up the offense more than they had the whole year. Innovative plays, almost 14 different receivers caught the ball over the last four games, including Elijah Lofton, who we've been on for so much, getting part of it. We found out that we have a second-string quarterback in Malachi Toney who can throw the heck out of the ball. And here's a guy that lines up a wildcat, and you got to respect that he could take off, but you got to also respect he could throw the ball 55, 60 yards on the dot. So there's a lot of great things. You mentioned two great defenses. I think it's going to be outstanding. Miami's kind of rejuvenated. They had that. And also Miami comes in with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, thinking that everybody denied them all year. And as Trevor and I were saying, after four games, And I pulled up all these quotes from all these analysts. Miami's the best team in the country, and it's not close, okay? So if it wasn't close in week four, how'd it get so far away? And and that's what I'm saying. I think Miami's got a really good opportunity, you know, because if they can win this game, then it's a neutral field. They can bring Ohio State all they want, but they go to a neutral field. It's not like they're going to Columbus. So it, anything could happen. I think this is, you know, Mario Cristobal, you don't want to open the door for his football team.
And what a job Cristobal has done. I mean, you think about, you know, him wanting to be at his alma mater so badly. He left a great situation at Oregon to come down here, and he has compiled not only the talent, he's been able to assemble, I think, the best chemistry that he's had on a coaching staff. And you're able to put together this group, Blue, that, you know, I know, again, they had a couple tough losses this year, but the way they bounce back, I mean, because, you know, you and I, we've been watching Miami football for long enough to know a lot of recent years after having that tough stretch, it usually goes the other way. Like, usually the team continues to play poorly and it spirals. This year, they bounced back and played their best football at the end of the year. And I give so much credit to Coach Cristobal and the culture that he helped set. And recruiting the right young men. Like, he likes to say these guys are made of the right stuff. Like, he has a team full of leaders that did not allow themselves to get consumed by negativity. And they started playing to their potential again. They ended the season, I would say, even better than they started it. The defense played well all season long, but the last 4 weeks have been the best offensive version of Miami football this season. And I hope we see more of that on the 20th.
Agreed. Let everybody know how they can follow you, because obviously this is going to be some kick butt Locked On Canes over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's been a lot of fun this week, Blue. I mean, when we did our reaction episode on Sunday, I had prepared like 2 pages of notes for what would happen if Miami got left out, because I thought that was what was going to happen. I ended up ripping my notes in half and just doing a celebration show instead. Nice. But yeah, we've been covering it on Locked On Canes. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app. Just search Locked On Canes. You can also find the video version on YouTube, Locked On Canes. And, you know, follow me on X at Alex Dono and at Locked On Canes. And Blue, I always thank you so much for having me. And thanks, Trevor, as well, for being awesome.
Good stuff. That's Alex Dono, and I'll tell you what, he's got another, at least one more Hurricane post-game show to do, and that'll be coming up next Saturday. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, active adults, elite pros, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, close things up. Philip Goodrich from St. Thomas Aquinas and Miami's University of Miami signee Javion Mallory from West Boca Raton coming next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.